huge win for the guys last weekend against the Broncos. What's up, Pats fans?
The team may be on a bye week, but we still got a huge show for you. Check out what's coming up.
The Pats took down the Broncos and are sitting pretty in the number one spot of the AFC. Now it's time for the bye and some well-deserved R&R. But first, Malcolm Butler sits down for Pats Chat.
I just started being committed to playing football and just believed in just hard work and dedication, and it worked out well for me.
And Professor Fritz knows it's all about the kicks.
With today's technology, science, and design, the modern football shoe keeps the players safer and stuck to the ground.
Plus, Tim Wright gets tilted.
What do you mean, hear some other voices? I only have one voice, and that's this one.
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Malcolm Butler is new to the organization, but what an impact he had already in last weekend's game against the Broncos. He was deflecting passes in the end zone. He was tackling guys. The dude was all over the place. Let's get to know this cornerback a little bit better right now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Thanks, Romeo. I'm here at the Hall of Patriot Place with a group of lovely students from Exeter West Greenwich High School. Hi, everybody. How's everybody feeling? We good? We're excited. Can you help me welcome Malcolm Butler, everybody? Yeah. How are you? Take a seat, my friends. How are you?
I'm good.
You feeling good? Feeling great?
Yes, ma'am.
Big wins? Love
yes, ma'am.
It?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now, first off, I love that you call me ma'am. That's yes. So sweet. I can't call you sir, though, because
okay.
I feel old.
Okay.
All right, so I like to consider myself a hard worker with good work ethic, but you pretty much kill me in that. Talk about, like, you know, I know you stopped playing football for a while, came back up, now you're in the NFL. Like, talk to me about that.
You know, I sort of got off on, like, the wrong track. I wasn't doing things right, and, you know, I just finally got to a point where I was like, I want to do right. I want to do the right thing. I want to be somebody, and I just started being committed to playing football and just believed in everything worked in place, just hard work and dedication, and it worked out well for me.
I love that. Yeah. You're in the NFL, and, I mean, for these kids, they obviously aspire to be something like that. Give me three things that you could, you know, just talk to them about that they would do to get to where you are today?
I mean, you just got to have a mindset of knowing what you want to do. And if you know what you want to do, you can do it. And no matter what nobody says, it's all up to you. So it's just dedication and hard work and just believing you'll be where you want to be.
I think it's an interesting fun fact, too, that most interviews where coaches are asked about you, they say the same thing, that nobody works harder than that kid. Nobody's going to put in, man, my Beth. But nobody works harder. I think for me, that would be absolutely something I'd want to say about me. So props to you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I consider myself the would you rather queen. I love good would you rather questions. So I got some for you.
Okay.
Are you ready? These are going to get a little crazy. So bear with me. Would you rather drink a cup of spoiled milk or pee your pants in public?
Both
really not good. I mean, let's be honest here.
I'm going to have to drink that milk.
You're going to drink that spoiled milk. That makes me want to gag a little bit. Okay. Have you had Cheetos and got the Cheetos fingers? Okay. Would you rather have Cheetos fingers for the rest of your life? Like, that is not going away. Or have a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth that you cannot remove?
Ooh, these some tough ones.
Aren't they? It's going from bad to worse.
Man. What would y'all do?
Cheetos?
I'm going to take the Cheetos because I smile and laugh a lot. I don't want to see.
Oh, there you go. Good. I like that. This is a good one. So would you rather have permanent clown face, like you constantly have the makeup on, you can't take it off, or you have to every day wear the clown outfit?
I wear the outfit.
You going to go with the outfit?
I would.
See, I didn't think you were going to pick that with those shoes. I can tell you got some style about you.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. All right, Malcolm, that's going to do it for me. But we do have some questions from the students at EWG coming up next.
Those are some nice kicks right there that Malcolm's got. Footwear is a big part of the game. Not sneakers, though. Of course, I'm talking about cleats. Professor Fritz is breaking them all down right now in How They Do That.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Oh, hey, guys. I don't think the heavy stuff's coming down for a while. Whoa, it's slippery. I could use some friction and traction. Or maybe I could use some of those fancy schmancy shoes that the football players wear. Ooh, there's one. That's not a size 16. What is this, Wilfooks? Whoa, that's some aroma. That's more like a boat. Let's tie up the laces on the science of football footwear. The reason we slip is a lack of friction with the ground beneath our feet. Friction is the force generated when two objects are rubbed together in the opposite direction. Football cleats are designed to create friction with the ground. There are two types of friction, static friction and kinetic friction. Static friction is the frictional force between two objects that are not moving relative to each other. It is the initial force that must be overcome in order for things to move. This is the friction that a wide receiver breaks from as he bursts off the line. If the force trying to move the object is less than the force of static friction, the object cannot move. Hey, my cleats are stuck here. Kinetic friction is the frictional force between two surfaces that are moving relative to each other. Once an object has overcome static friction and starts moving, it has kinetic friction acting on it, resisting its motion. When a wide receiver cuts on a wet surface, he needs his shoes to help create kinetic friction so he doesn't slip and have to watch the opposing DB take the ball in for six. And let's not forget traction. Traction is dependent on the friction between the object and the surface. To increase traction, one must maximize this friction. Woo, that's a friction lot to remember. That's why you studied, to get some traction for your quiz on friction. What'd I say? For a better understanding of static and kinetic friction, simply push the palm of one hand against the palm of another. Now try to move them in a sliding motion. This motion will be resisted by the texture of the skin and the magnitude of the applied force. The harder the hands are pushed together, the harder it is to move them. This is static friction. As the sliding force increases, the hands begin to slide and they are moving relative to each other. Now kinetic friction is present. One can note how after the hands break loose from static friction, it takes less force to keep them sliding. When Vince Wilfork barrels into the opposing center, he's trying to create kinetic friction between the center's cleats and the turf and get him moving backwards right on top of his own quarterback. Football shoes are designed to increase traction with the turf or grass and provide versatility and protection from muscle injuries. When you slip, your tendons and muscles slip too, and that can lead to some hurt, baby. Injuries. So as you can see, with today's technology, science, and design, the modern football shoe keeps the players safer and stuck to the ground. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Malcolm Butler is still in the hot seat.
Do you have a rap name?
Yeah, I call myself Mac B.
Is this you nervous?
No, ma'am. I'm not nervous. No, ma'am.
And Tim Wright's ready to take on Tilton.
I got the fire going up. On a Tuesday.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
What's up, Pats fans? It's another week to get totally fit. So let's check in with my girl, Sammy, to get you pumped up.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Thanks, Harold, to another week of Totally Fit. We are here at the Patriots practice bubble. This week, we're going to be doing three rounds of 20 seconds of work and 10 seconds of rest. This workout is called Abs of Steel. Are you ready? First, we're going to start out with a plank hold. We want to make sure that our shoulders are stacked over our wrists and that our hips are nice and low, keeping our abs really, really tight. We're going to hold here for 20 seconds. After that 20 seconds, we've got 10 seconds to get into our Superman hold. arms and legs stretched out, holding here for 20 seconds. Then we've got 10 seconds rest, just enough time to get into our hollow hold position. So here we want to make sure that our lower back is driving into the floor and our feet and our hands are outstretched. Holding here for 20 seconds. And we've got a 10 second rest and we're gonna do that three times through. All right guys, time to get to work. Set those timers. 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I'm still here at the hall with Malcolm Butler. One more round of applause for my man, everybody. All right, EWG, show me what you got.
What's your favorite video game?
I like the Madden, I like the 2K. I'm just not starting to play the Black Ops. I'm not so good at it, but yeah, I still play games. I'm still a grown child.
Nice.
Now, you're not the type of boyfriend that's going to ignore his girlfriend and play the video games the whole time, are you? I've gotten that fight before.
It depends that the game just came out. No, I'm just playing. No, I wouldn't do that.
All right, good.
What college did you go to and what did you study?
I went to West Alabama University. It's a Division II school, and my major was physical education.
So you stopped playing ball for a while. Can you tell me what inspired you to get back on track?
I just know that I always had talent, and I didn't want to waste my talent because I know guys from my hometown that's pretty good in sports, and they always saying what they could have did and should have did. And I just didn't want to be one of those guys. And I just took my opportunity and made the best of it.
What was it like when you got signed to an NFL team?
Oh, man, it was crazy. I believed it. But when I got here, I still couldn't believe it when, you know, I'm seeing Tom Brady, Gronkowski. And sometimes I just, you know, pinch myself or go ask somebody something to see is it real. But it's real.
I have a less serious question. What's your favorite TV show?
I say Everybody Hates Chris.
So is that the one show you wouldn't want to miss?
You're
a video games guy.
Yeah, I watch everything, but okay. That's just something that I really will watch a lot, you know.
Do you have any hidden talents? Like any little secrets you're not sharing that you think we might want to know?
I call myself, you should be a lit rapper or whatever.
Oh,
but, you know,
see?
Football ended it, so, you know.
Do you have a rap name?
Yeah, I call myself Mac Beasy.
I love it. All right, that is going to do it for myself and EWG High School. Guys, one more time, a big round of applause for Malcolm.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. 3 touchdowns, 182 yards, and some sick dance moves in the end zone. We all know Tim Wright's football stats. How about his tilted stats? Let's get him out of the helmet right now and see what he's got. It's time for Tilted.
Favorite music artist? Right now I have to go with Drake.
I got the stuff going up on a Tuesday.
I'm gonna leave it at that. That's one of my favorite songs. My dream car would first off be a Lamborghini. It's something I always loved, always wanted. Who would I put in my dream car? Maybe video games. Why not? My pet peeve, I would probably say would have to pertain to football. Gotta have my socks right, you know, gotta have my gloves right, and I always gotta have a towel on my right hip.
What?
Whoa. If I could hang out with somebody dead or alive today, LeBron James. If I could have a power, I think it'd be teleport. I think it'd be cool to just, you know, be at one place right now and then out of nowhere, you're somewhere else. Well, I do believe it's something out there. Maybe not the traditional aliens that they show on TV, but It got to be something out there other than your average human. My guilty pleasure is ice cream. I love Rita's. It's called the gelati. So it has some ice cream on the bottom. In the middle is some Italian icing. On the top, it has ice cream again. And their ice cream is custard. And it's just a different taste from your traditional ice cream. And when that's around, I always got to stop at a Rita's. Do I pee in the shower?
Do I pee in the shower?
No, but I can't say I didn't before. I'm definitely a fan of using the bathroom the right way.
What do you mean, hear some other verses? I only have one verse, and that's this one.
Well, it's a bye week this week, and just because there's no game doesn't mean you can't eat good on a Sunday, right? Any excuse, I'll take it. Let's check in with Chef Mike right now. He's bringing it back around in New England in the Gridiron Grub.
Gridiron Grub is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in.
Hey guys, I'm back at 80th and Row with my man, Chef Mike. Now, it's bye week for the Pats, but let's be honest. Ashley still needs to eat.
We all need to eat.
Exactly. So what are we going to make while the boys are resting?
All right, so there's no football this week, so nobody's coming to town. We're not going anywhere. So we're going to do a little New England-themed burger, because who doesn't love a burger? Especially a stuffed burger with delicious New England ingredients.
Yum.
So I got some stuffs here, delicious stuffs. To help me do the burger formation, I have this handy-dandy burger former.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say to you, now, you know me, I'm not that smart when it comes to cooking. I don't know how to get, like, how would we get the cheese in there?
Yeah, this is how.
This is how.
So I'm going to take some bacon right in there. And some maple bacon, so, you know, keep it New England.
It doesn't matter what kind of bacon it is.
No, but we're doing a little New England theme, so we're going maple. I got Vermont aged cheddar cheese in there. I got some diced pickled apples that I made.
That's a little
Yeah, it's a little adventurous,
weird.
You know,
yeah.
But whatever. It's
right.
It's going to be delicious.
Okay.
And then I made a apple cider aioli reduction that's really nice. So I reduced down some apple cider and just mix it in with some mustard and some mayonnaise. And
so fall of you.
It's very fall.
It is.
Yeah. So in the interest of time, I have a burger cooked up already for you.
Look at you.
Yeah, you know, it takes a little while to cook these bad boys. So I'm going to take a little of this sauce and put it down. I like my sauce on the bottom because it helps kind of anchor the burger on the bun.
Okay.
And if you feel like you put it on the top, it just like slides around.
Ooh,
it's
kind of
weird.
That.
Yeah. So that's like that. Top bun on.
Yum.
Good to go.
Large and in charge.
Yes,
just like I like it.
Yes.
All right, are you going to help me with this?
Yeah, let me cut it in half.
Let's do
we'll
it.
We'll go for it.
I'm excited.
Are you?
I love a good bye week burger this time of year.
You're not scared, are you?
No.
All right.
Come on.
Ready?
All right. We'll eat the burgers, the Pats will rest, and then we'll just start winning games.
I love it.
All right.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose Pump Up Playlist. Ever wonder what your favorite Patriots players listen to? Make sure you check out Patriots.com this season for new Bose Pump Up Playlists.
Man, Romeo, how about that huge win against the Broncos last weekend? And it solidified the deal for us, number one in the AFC, baby.
It's a great way to go into the bye week, Ashley. I love it when the bye week comes perfect time, like halfway through the season. Boys can take a little bit of time off, get a little rest. Crush the second half.
I know. I think everyone deserves a little mini vacay in life. You know, just a baby one.
A little bit of a break. Take a rest. We need a break. We've worked hard this past half hour.
Yeah.
All right, let's go take a break right now and leave you with some highlights from the first half of the season.
See you next week.
He looks across the middle. He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back?
He throws the fade for Edelman. Touchdown, Patriots! He's chased by Chandler Jones, who catches him with a diving sack. Got him at the ankles. Took him down at the 20. He goes down with Matthew Slater. Throws to the near side. Rock. grab in front of Revis. And then the ball comes. Jarfrey picked up by Jamie Collins. And throws down the right side for LaFell. Brandon leaping to the end zone. Brandon with a second touchdown of the day. Okay, hit the ball by Chandler Jones, who had the sack and the recovery. Fires deep down the right side. There's a wide open receiver, James Marine, diving. Has the catch. Has a touchdown. Chased by Chandler Jones, who gets to the quarterback. Takes him down. Diving receiver, Rob Gronkowski. Touchdown, Patriots.
Big boy's back.
Payton throws it across the middle. Picked off by Ninkovich. Runs it back right to the 40. Second turnover. Forced by Ninkovich in the last 2 weeks.